From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 5th. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, Alcaraz withdraws from Cincinnati Open. Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open due to an ongoing wrist injury. It puts his title defense at the U.S. Open into fresh doubt. Watch the U.S. Open live on Sky Sports from August 30th. Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open due to an ongoing wrist injury, increasing worries over his U.S. Open title defense, which begins on August 30th, live on Sky Sports. Alcaraz remains at World No. 2, despite not having played competitively since April, when he withdrew in Barcelona because of the injury. Next, second from BBC Sport Football, Football Daily. You got to hear this one from Soccer AM's Fenners. He's got three wild stories from his career, and they're all up for debate. Apparently, he claims Lionel Messi stormed out of a FIFA match after losing to him, bailing on their interview in the process. That's a pretty big deal considering Messi's the all-time great. Fenners also says he scored the first goal at the new Wembley Stadium during a pre-opening test event, which is a pretty sweet claim to fame. But here's the kicker. He also says Rivaldo, the Barcelona legend, took a break mid-interview to, relieve himself in a nearby bush. The hosts, Carol and Anita, are digging into every detail, and Fenners is only revealing the truth at the end. This is going to be a fun one to listen to. Up next, third, from BBC Sport Football, what happens next with Rashford and Manut? The unlikely Manchester United reunion is close to completion. When Marcus Rashford was unveiled by Barcelona in July 2025 at the start of a season-long loan, no one expected he would find himself back at Old Trafford 12 months later. United gave his coveted number 10 shirt to new arrival Matheus Cunha. Rashford was also looking to the future as he assessed the move to Spain. Manchester United is in a period of change and have been for a while, the forward said at his Barca unveiling last summer. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Cricket, who am I? Guess the 100 cricket star, No. 16. Welcome to our special cricket edition of our Who Am I? Game. The rules are simple. Each day of the 100, there's a new cricketer taking part in the tournament who we want you to guess in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. Guess the answer after as few clues as possible to score more points. 3 is a good score, 4 or 5 points is exceptional. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player in clues set by BBC Sports' Callum Matthews. Watch 16 games, including both games on the opening day and both finals, on BBC Two and BBC iPlayer. Next, fifth from BBC Sport Football. Why Liverpool are ready to make Barcola third £100 him signing. Liverpool have twice paid more than £100 him for players, midfielder Florian Wirtz and striker Alexander Isak, and could be about to pay that much once again. Paris Saint-Germain and France winger Bradley Barcola has become a main target for Liverpool, with the Reds prepared to pay about £100 sir, while PSG are holding out for somewhere near £145 sir. Liverpool, who finished fifth in the Premier League last season, 25 points behind champions Arsenal, could eventually end up paying Bayer Leverkusen £116 for Wirtz, while they shelled out a club record £125 to sign Isak from Newcastle in September. Up next, sixth, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star, No. 16. Welcome to our Who Am I? Game. The rules are simple. Each day there's a new footballer, and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score. 4 or 5 points is exceptional. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player in clues set by BBC Sports' Joe Rindell. And then, seventh from Sky Sports. Verstappen reveals what's impressed him most about Antonelli. Max Verstappen's impressed by Kimi Antonelli's rock-solid performances this season. The 19-year-old Mercedes driver has led the standings since March, holding a 50-point lead over Lewis Hamilton. Verstappen praises Antonelli's strong, solid driving, saying he's been the strongest in his team. He notes that Antonelli's been unlucky at times, But overall, his performance is really impressive. Lando Norris also had kind words for Antonelli, saying he's a complete package and has convincingly beaten his teammate every weekend. Antonelli himself downplays his performance, saying there's still a long way to go before he reaches Verstappen and Norris's level. Next, 8th from Sky Sports. The dangerous jobs of Callum Walsh. The making of a fighter. Callum Walsh is no stranger to danger. He's gone from working on fishing boats in Cork to forging a stellar amateur career and now competing at the highest level of middleweight boxing. This Saturday, he faces off against former European champion Tyler Denny at the Three Arena in Dublin, live on Sky Sports. Walsh welcomes the challenge, saying, "I'm ready for anybody. I love to challenge myself. I love to fight." Growing up, Walsh worked on fishing boats, hauling crab and lobster pots and dealing with treacherous storms. It was demanding work, but he thrived in the summer months when the weather was good. He'd start at 4 a.m., hauling pots and rebaiting them, all while keeping an eye out for potential dangers like rope tangles and being dragged overboard. After pursuing a decorated amateur career, Walsh made the switch to professional boxing and found his way to Freddie Roach's wildcard gym in L.A. Roach threw him into sparring on his first day, and Walsh proved himself, eventually making his pro debut. He credits his experiences in California with helping him develop his aggressive pro style, which he believes is the perfect combination of his amateur background and pro training. Now Walsh is focused on his upcoming fight against Denny, saying, "I just believe in my own ability. I just believe if I've trained and prepared to my best, I can beat anybody." He's determined to show what he can do and prove himself against a tough opponent. Up next, 9th from Sky Sports, Silka Bay and C-Suite face off as Brighton Festival begins. Silka Bay and C-Suite are two of the key names assembled for the Brighton Mile on the opening day of the South Coast Tracks Summer Festival. We also head to Yarmouth, where a 6-race evening card is scheduled. Live on Sky Sports Racing, Silka Bay, C-Suite, and Ben Nevis line up for the Brighton Mile this afternoon, live on Sky Sports Racing. 3:30 Brighton. Silka Bay and C-Suite fancied for Brighton Mile Silka Bay, and C-Suite feature among a field of 9 for the Sapporo Japanese Premium Lager Brighton Mile Challenge handicap on the opening day of the Festival of Racing at Brighton. And then, 10th from The Guardian Sport. Former Swans coach regrets not doing more for Adam Goods amid diabolical treatment of AFL star. So, John Longmire, the former coach of the Sydney Swans, is reflecting on his time with the team and specifically on how they treated Adam Goods during his final years with the Swans. Longmire's regret is palpable as he describes the treatment of Goods as diabolical, almost unforgivable. He's saying that he wishes he'd done more to support Goods, to stand up for him against the abuse he was getting from the crowd. Longmire even admits that he should have taken a stronger stance, like threatening to pull the team off the field if the abuse continued. It's a pretty powerful admission from a guy who was in a position to make a difference. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.